Today's presentation is an encore presentation.
Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here in the studios of Worldwide KFUO Radio with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Did you do any witnessing this week?
I think so.
every day?
Every day. I think, we are his witnesses. And yet, we often find that there's obstacles. There are barriers and things that discourage us from witnessing, maybe even keep us from witnessing. And starting today, I'd like to just kind of explore some of these obstacles. And I picked one out, but I'd love to hear from our listeners. They want to email in saying, well, I really struggle with this when I'm trying to witness, or I found this as an obstacle. And we'll see if we can address our listeners' concerns. I say readers? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a blog, too.
But we would be reading their emails.
Yes.
Send emails to lassie@kfuo.org, L-A-S-S-I-E @kfuo.org.
Yes, we'll be the readers. And you be the writers. And so today you can be the listeners. And
we'll all be witnesses.
And we'll all be witnesses. That sounds good to me. So one of the things I know people say is, I just don't know what to say. When I'm witnessing, I just don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. At a loss for words.
Right. And of course, the simple answer to that is, share the word. But, the Bible's kind of long. where do I start? Genesis 1:1, it might take a while.
The book of Numbers.
Right, so what word do I share? Well, a couple thoughts on that. One is, it never hurts to be prepared. And to be prepared to be Christ's witness means to be receiving his word first. So hearing his word, attending Bible studies, where you're learning the word, reading God's word, your daily devotions. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing as you immerse yourself in God's word that it just comes back. As you go about your daily life, you say, wow, it's like God's word is like relevant. Wow. he speaks to us. I had a habit for a long time of reading one chapter of the book of Proverbs every morning before I began my workday in my cubicle at Motorola. And sometimes I'd even take one of the verses and write it on my whiteboard. And it was just incredible how that chapter of Proverbs just happened to fit that particular day. And so God's word is always relevant. And if we just immerse ourselves in his word, and then another thing we can do with his word is memorize it. Mm. Ooh, I know we're not big on memorization anymore, but there's just no substitute for knowing God's word, burying it in your heart for recall.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not big on memorization, but it's such an important part.
I think that's where hymns are helpful too.
Yeah, hymns. So not that you should sing to people. Some people might be effective
witnessing the musical.
Yeah. Witnessing the musical, yes. Hymns are a great way of remembering God's word. And, most hymns are not verbatim from the Bible.
Mm-hmm. True.
And that brings us to a really key point about witnessing and sharing God's word. You may not be able to cite chapter and verse. Mm-hmm. You may not even be able to speak the word as it was written in the Bible.
But that would necessitate Hebrew and Greek.
Yes, yeah. but even your English translations of the Bible, you may not get it exactly word for word. In fact, it may not even be really a verse that's written in the Bible. So if you were able to say to someone, well, Jesus loves you and he died for you and for everyone to take away our sins so we could be with him forever. Is that written that way exactly in the Bible?
I don't think so.
No, you won't find maybe in 2 Hezekiah 14 or something. But it's not in the Bible written that way. But are all those truths found in the scriptures?
Certainly.
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes we can't get the words exactly the way that we remember hearing them, but they're still the word of God. And the reason it's still the word of God is because the Holy Spirit is working in that word. And so even if we don't get it quite right, the Holy Spirit is still at work. And that's what, there's a great passage in the Bible that reminds us. It's found in 1 Peter 3, where it says, you know, talking about being a witness of Christ in how we live, and even under, and especially under persecution. But it reads, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." So living our lives in this world as people of Christ, we should expect that there might be people who ask us, well, what is it about you? What, mm-hmm. Why do you have hope? Why hasn't this crushed you? Why is your view of things positive instead of negative? And it opens the door for us to give answer by explaining why we have this hope. And if we can cite the words of the Bible specifically and correctly, all the better. And you might say, well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, Luther had some insights on this, you know. Leave it to
really?
Luther. Yeah. I mean, amazing. He actually talks about this when he talks about, you know, the Holy Spirit is at work in us. You know, we are given that Spirit in baptism. The Spirit works in our lives through word and sacrament to strengthen us, to guide us. He's that comforter, the one who has come alongside of us and not left. He stays with us. And so Luther is quoting from Matthew 10, as he explains. And in Matthew 10, when Jesus speaking to his disciples says, when they deliver you up, and notice it's when, not if, when they deliver you up, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. Mm-hmm. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Witnessing is not something we want to do on our own.
If we do it on our own, then it's not witnessing.
True. Or it's a poor witness, or witnessing to something other than Jesus.
Right.
But when we witness, we're witness as instruments of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit knows the Scripture really well. In fact, he wrote them. And so you've got the author of God's word there using you as a witness, witnessing through you. And so Jesus is telling his disciples, and by extension telling us, and Luther's affirming this, that he's speaking to all of us, that the Holy Spirit's going to work in us. I remember once we had some Jehovah's Witnesses come to our home. This is before I was a pastor, and my wife and I were sitting there and talking to these Jehovah's Witnesses, and they came back with this. They came back, you know, we invited them back, and they came back with a former Lutheran who was now a Jehovah's Witness. They figure, we got these people now, because here's this former Lutheran. He's going to set them straight. And it kind of worked the other way around. This former Lutheran was going like, wow, that's right, I remember that. And just on and on and on. And finally, they took him out of the house and left, and they never came back. And we just looked at each other and said, where did that come from? It just kind of just came out of us, all this stuff. And we're like, wow, you know, there was no way we could have planned it. There was no way we could have prepared for it. But the Holy Spirit was bringing all of that out of us to reach this person who had been dragged away from the church and into this cult. And so it was a very, you know, impressive experience. When I say impressive, I mean, it made an impression on us experience. But we saw witnessing is not about how good we are at this, but it's about the Holy Spirit making use of us.
Witnessing isn't about making God cool or that it's cool to be a Christian. It's not about what we do, what we think about God, or what popular culture thinks about God.
Right, and we have to be able to speak to that, and that can be very intimidating. It can mm-hmm. be daunting. Because, you know, we don't want, let's face it, we don't want to stick out in a bad way. We don't want to be set aside and say, well, look at that person. They're like totally, they don't get it. They're so far behind. They're like Stone Agers. Beginning to feel that way in other areas of my life, too. But, you know, we want to blend in. We want to be part of the people around us. And And if we witness to Christ, we find that the message that we have isn't well received anymore. So Luther had this other insight here that I thought was really interesting. So he said, rely on the Holy Spirit. By all means, arm yourself with the word. He talks about this in a little bit before. But he says, be careful. Don't let this become a point of pride, but instead be reverent. He said, you must be reverent and not rely on your own strength. It is proper for you to arm yourself well with verses from Scripture when you are to give an answer. Okay, so Luther is encouraging us, know the Scripture, memorize the Scripture, arm yourself with the Scripture. But see to it that you do not boast proudly of this. Otherwise, God will surely tear the right verse out of your mouth and memory. And been there, where I think, wow, I'm just so cool, I'm so good at this witnessing thing, and I've got just the right answer, and then, it's gone. Where did it go? Oh, no. Pride can get in the way of our witness, and so we want to humble ourselves, knowing that it's the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. He will give us the right words to say, and he will take those words right out of our mouths and memory if we get prideful.
It's not up to us, our human nature, or any human devices to prove anything about God, but rather it's God who provides that word through us as we speak his word.
And that's an amazingly humbling thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a proud evangelist, run away. Run away. I think anybody who has been faithful as a witness of Christ has been very humbled by it and walks in humility, knowing it's not me. I think we've all been exposed to those people in our culture who have made a name for themselves as evangelists, and they get great followings of people and things like that. And some of them, shun it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, no, it's not me. But others, it feeds their pride, and they're not at all humble about it.
Well, that's our old Adam.
Yes. So Luther's warning is a good warning for us. Don't be prideful. Remain humble. Don't go into this witnessing thing thinking, I got it. I can handle this. I've nailed it. Because you're setting yourself up for a humbling fall. But instead go in saying, the Holy Spirit is at work. I can count on him. He is faithful always. I need not be afraid. I've armed myself with Scripture. I don't have to worry about what to say because he's going to draw that mm-hmm. out of me and give me the very words to speak. And I can do it when the Spirit's at work. I can do it in gentleness and respect, as we're called to in the Scriptures.
So if we are humble, that puts less hindrances in the way. Otherwise, God may have to move those hindrances of pride out of the way for him.
Yes, a little pride-ectomy. never pleasant, but always beneficial. So go about your witnessing task with joy, knowing that the Holy Spirit is there to keep you from falling and will give you the words to speak. Just simply be humble. And look to him, be his instrument, and count on him being faithful in response.
Very good. Well, again, the email address, if you have a question, LASSIE, Lassie at KFUO.org. You can send your emails anytime, certainly while we're live here on the air, but you can send them throughout the week as well, and we can address them the next time we're on the air.
And we'll be talking about more obstacles of witnessing and how through the Spirit we overcome them.
So it's like jumping hurdles. I guess I should go train then, get back to running.